给他的门徒啊做示范。
And the Lord Jesus Christ did not simply talk about love, but he showed it in all of his actions to his disciples.
在当主耶稣在升天以前就问彼得说，你爱我比这一切的物质，你所说的福气，这些鱼啊，更深吗？
And then so before Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, he asked Peter, do you love me more than these material things, these fish, all of these things?
所以彼得对主耶稣的言行啊，印象非常深刻。
And so Peter had this very deep impression of what the Lord Jesus said to him.
那在早期的使徒教会，他们都实现主耶稣所教训的爱。
And in the early apostolic church, the church was able to show the love of Christ.
那时间一直在演变。
And as time continued to change,
啊，当时罗马帝国的逼迫也越来越厉害。
And as the persecution from the Roman Empire became greater,
啊，无名呢也是越来越进步。
And then
culture,
and the culture was growing as well.
那当时这些都会对人们呢，尤其对信徒的信心呢，会造成一些冲击。
And these are all things that will cause some conflicts in people's faith.
啊，所以彼得在他离世的时候啊，他给我们交代一些很重要的事情。
And so Peter, before he departed from this world, he gave us some things to learn.
啊，他所告诉我们的都是从他内心发出来的。
And what he told us came from his heart.
因为经过那么多年的体验。
Because after so many years of experiences.
他感觉到相爱这个道理啊，的确是受用无穷啊。
He felt that loving one another, this was truly priceless.
啊，可惜呢，因为我们刚刚所提过罗马政府的逼迫。
But sadly, because of the persecution from the Roman Empire.
啊，科技文明的进步。
And then the increase in the culture and the technology.
啊，就是一直在往前走啊。
And that there's progression.
啊，人们对神的概念呢，就慢慢减退。
And then people's concepts towards God slowly starts to retreat.
因此，他留下一些很重要的教训给我们。
And so he left some very important teachings for us.
啊，请看彼得前书第四章。
Let us look at 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7.
彼得前书第四章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 7.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。第八节。
Verse eight.
那最要紧的是彼此相切实相爱，因为爱能够遮掩许多的罪。
Verse seven. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. Verse eight. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins.
当然，我们不知道彼得他凭什么说万物的结局近了。
And then, so we don't know why Peter said that the end of all things is at hand.
因为彼得他不是啊时事的分析家。
And because he was not,
他不是对政治很有兴趣的人。
And he was not a person who was very interested in politics.
所以他对政治应该没有那么多的敏感。
And so he may not have had that much insight into the political area.
当然，我们现在的话知道，因为现在的资讯非常发达。
And right now, because of the technology and the information age,
我们虽然不住在中东的地区，但是我们也知道中东那里发生了什么事情。
Even though we don't dwell in the Middle East, we know what happens in the Middle East.
所以我们都知道世界局势是怎么样。
And so we know what's the state of the world is.
但是对彼得来说，他不知道啊。
But at the time, Peter, he did not know.
他可能只知道他当地的加利利的情形。
And all he knew perhaps was of his local area, the area of Galilee.
所以他凭着什么说万物的结局近了呢？
And so why is it that he would say, but the end of all things is at hand?
他只有一个理由。
And there's only one reason.
就是神的灵感动他。
It is because the Spirit of God moved him to say this.
说神的灵感动他说万物的结局近了。
And so the Spirit of God moved him to say that the end of all things is at hand.
那当然，这句话对我们现在的人来说了更是真切。
And then so this statement is even more true for us today.
因为我们看到世界的局势。
And because we see what the world state is,
我们看到社会道德的堕落。
We see the fall of the morality of man.
我们看到是非好像分不清楚了。
And we see that it's it is very difficult to discern between good and evil now.
所以我们只要是有个属灵的见识。
And so if we have this
spiritual insight, 那我们也知道万物的结局近了。
Then we also know that the end of all things is at hand.
所以彼得的话也是针对我们今天的人来说的。
And so what Peter says here, it is also said to us today.
我们要怎么办呢？
What can we do?
他说、啊、所以、啊、就是因为万物的结局近了，所以、
so、says,
你们要谨慎自所警醒祷告。
So he says, therefore, because all things are of the end of all things is at hand, therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers.、
啊、你看，谨慎就要 be serious， 我们要好像严肃来看待这个事情啊。
And so here it says that we must take this seriously.
我们要很认真的来看这个事情。
And we must very diligently come and look at this problem.
所以我们今天来这里聚集来学习这个。
And so today we come here to learn about this.
那第八节
In verse 8,
他还提到说，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱。
And he says, above all things, have fervent love for one another.
那切实不只是说相爱而已，要非常的认真去执行相爱的道理。
And so it doesn't just say to love one another, but it says fervent love for one another. So we must go and do things to show our love towards each other.
那彼得他在他的书信里头不只是一次的。谈到这个事情
And Peter does not only talk about this once in his letter.
好，请看前书第一章的二十二节。
And we look at 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
前书第一章二十二节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
Verse 22, since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart.
彼得他再一次提到说、啊、从心里、啊、彼此切实相爱。
And so Peter again says, from the pure heart, have love one another fervently.
那彼得他活到几岁、啊、圣经没有记载得很清楚。
The Bible doesn't tell us how old、Peter lived until.
但是我们知道大概六七十岁左右
But we know he's probably about 60 or 70 years old
那么他的年纪
And so his age
他看的事情很多
And he is so old and so he has seen so many things
因为他是一位教会的领导者
Because he is a leader in the church
他对主耶稣的教训非常清楚
He is extremely clear on the teachings of Jesus Christ
他对现实的环境也是非常清楚
And he is also very clear on what his surroundings are
他对信徒的信心的爱心、啊、非常清楚。
He is very clear on the faith and the love of the members.
所以当时、啊、有那个爱心就好像是虚假，很虚假，表面化。
And so some of the members, their love was very superficial.
啊，因为他也不觉得惊奇啊，主耶稣以前就说过了。
And he did not think it very strange because Jesus Christ had already said before.
在末日的时候
，that in the end times,
不法的事情会慢慢增多。
That there will be more and more unlawful things.
那人的爱心、啊、就会慢慢、啊、就渐渐的冷淡。
And the love of man will slowly grow colder.
所以这个是一个趋势的。
And so, this is this
trend. Trend.
This is the trend.
啊，就是说大势所趋啊，就慢慢变成这个样子。
And then so that everything will follow this trend.
那为什么爱心会慢慢冷淡？
And why is it that the love will slowly start to grow cold?、
就是因为不法的事情增多。
It is because there are more and more unlawful things.
道德堕落。
That man's morality has fallen.
那就是早期啊，早期的、啊、教会，他们也难免受这个的冲击啊。
And the early church, this was also something that they faced.
他们也是受到世俗啊、现实功利主义的影响。
And they also faced all of the influences of their culture and society.
我们请看启示录。
Look at the book of Revelations.
启示录第二章第四节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 4.
启示录第二章第四节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 4.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Verse 4, Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
神借着他的仆人、啊、约翰写信给以弗所教会。
And so God, through his servant John, wrote this letter to the church in Ephesus.
那就很不客气指出说，你们把起初的爱心离弃了。
And he very directly said, you have left your first love.
我们看使徒行传就知道。
If we look at the book of Acts, then we can tell.
那早期的教会他们非常有爱心呢。
That in the at the beginning, the apostolic church had was filled with love.
啊，他们甚至于凡物共用啊。
And then they even lived a complete communal style.
那 有钱的人啊，就把钱啊捐出来，分给那些没有的人。
Those who had money would offer up their money so that everybody could share.
说大家都有饭吃啊。
And so everybody had food to eat.
大家互相照顾。
Everybody took care of one another.
啊，但是现在不一样的。
But now it is different.
所以跟起初的爱心呢不一样的。
And so it is different from their first love.
所以就责备他们呢。
And so he rebuked them.
那为什么当时的爱心呢会慢慢冷淡？
And so why is it that their love would slowly grow cold?
那可能有几个原因呢。
There may be a few reasons.
啊，第一个原因呢，就是我们经常所听到的这个成语叫做物以类聚呀。
And the first,
just birds of a feather flock together.
It's there's a saying.
相同的人呢，他们会聚集在一起。
That the birds of a flock will, birds of a feather will flock together.
啊，早期使徒教会啊。
And so in the early apostolic church,
啊，经过几十年以后，
after a few decades,
啊，可能在神的祝福之下，
and under the blessing of God,
那大家的经济生活都有改善，
and then they, their, all their, economical statuses have changed.
啊，所以可能啊，就有一些人比较有钱呢，
and so perhaps there were some who were a bit wealthier.
啊，有些人比较有受教育，
and then there are some who are more learned.
所以这一些人就经常在一起的，
and so these people, would stay together.
那当然，每个教会都有一些比较贫穷的人呢。
And then every church also has some who are less wealthy.
也就是说，比较弱势的人哈，在各方面的条件比较差。
And those who perhaps may not have as good of a status.
那这些人呢，就被其他的人的排挤，就被他们轻视。
And then these people are looked down upon by others.
我们请看雅各书。
We look at the book of James.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章。第一节
James chapter 2 verse 1
说我的弟兄们你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督啊，便不可按着外貌来待人第二
verse 2
若有一个人戴着金戒指穿着华美衣服进你们的会堂去啊，又有一个穷人穿着肮脏衣服也进去了第三节
verse 3
你们就看中那个穿华美衣服的人说啊，请坐在这好位置上又对那穷人说您站在那里或坐在我脚凳下第四节
Verse 4
你岂不是这岂不是你们偏心待人用恶意断定人吗
Verse 1 My brethren do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ the Lord of glory with partiality Verse 2 For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings and fine apparel and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes Verse 3 And you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him you sit here in a good place and say to the poor man you stand thereOr sit here at my footstool, verse 4. Have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?
那雅各他为什么会提出这个事情?
So why would James say this?
那就是事实上有发生这种重富轻贫的现象。
And so he would say this because there were examples of partiality then.
那人爱慢断人，人按着外貌来待人啊，是很正常事情啊，平常。
And so for man to judge somebody by their outward appearance, this is something that is very normal. Because this is the human nature of human nature. Before we know each other well.
那我们凭什么断定一个人，凭什么来说这个人大概是好还是不好？
What do we use to judge if we think a person is good or bad?
当然，一般的人啊，就是看这个人从头上看到脚底。
And so what most people will do, well, they'll look at this person from head to toe.
看他的头发怎么样啊
They'll look at his hair.
有没有梳得好啊
Is it combed?
看他衣服穿得怎么样啊
Look at his clothes.
看他的鞋子穿得怎么样啊
Look at his shoes. What kind of shoes is he wearing?
所以就是衡量着，哎，从头上到脚底下。
And so we judge based on their, on what we see from head to toe.
这是一般人的情形啊。
And this is what normal people do.
所以也是我们人很容易犯错的。
And it is something that we can do very easily wrong.
当然我们并不觉得的。
And of course, we will not feel this way.
因为我们已经习惯了。
Because we are used to it.
每一个人都这样子。
Everybody does this.
啊，除非我们对道理要非常清楚。
And unless we are very clear on what the truth says.
除非我们经常像彼得所说的，你们要谨慎，要小心呢。
Unless we like what Peter says, that are watchful and careful.
不然人都会犯着人的一直以来重复犯的错误。
Otherwise, we will continue to do the wrongs that man has done already.
就凭着外貌来待人。
Which is that we judge others based on their outward appearance.
那些有受教育、那些经济条件比较好的人啊，他们经常在一起呀。
And so those who are more educated and those who have a better economical status, then they will gather together.
就好像变成一个小圈子。
And then it is like they become their own clique.
那其他的比较贫穷的人想要进去找他们聊天，他们大概不愿意的。
And then if the more poor want to go and talk to them, then they are unwilling to talk to them.
你刚才还告诉那些人说哈，啊，你站在那里呀。
And then they will even say to them, "You stand over there."
那我们这群在这里说话，我们讲你也听不懂啊。
And so we are over here talking. What we say, you can't understand.
啊，所以你站在那里就好了。
And so why don't you just go stand over there?
要轻视别人。
And this is to look down upon others.
啊，让别人受到伤害。
So that others may be hurt.
啊，可能他就不来啊。
And perhaps this person will no longer come to church.
因此啊，这个爱情就慢慢冷淡。
And then so in this way, the love starts to grow cold.
那第二个。
And the second.
啊，就是。向前啊，看齐钱哦，这金钱的钱啊，不是前面的钱啊。向前啊，看齐。
And it is looking highly upon money.
我们看启示录。
Look back at Revelations.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章十七节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 17.
十七节。
Verse 17.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺呀、啊，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Verse 17, because you say I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
那老底家教会，老底家可能是一个商业中心。
So the city of Laodicea may have been a city of commerce.
所以有些人呢，可能有机会做生意啊，赚一些钱。
And then so some of the people had the opportunity to make some money.
所以有钱的人呢，他们就自夸。
And so the people who had money, then they would start to boast.
啊，你看我很有钱了，我已经富足啊，发财了。
And look, I have so much money, and I'm already I have been so prosperous.
所以他们以外在的富足，以物质的富足来做夸口。
And so they use these material things that they own.As their way of boasting.
好，那既然是以这个做夸口，那其他的人呢怎么办呢？
And so since they use this to boast, then what about the other people?
哇，我被你看不起呀。
Then I am looked down by you.
好，明天呢，后天在明年呢，你看我一定跟你一样的。
And then so if it's not tomorrow, then next week. If it's not next week, then next year, I will be better than you.
我今年呢只有一个工作。
And this year I only have one job.
我要再另外找一个工作
，I'll go find another job，
使我的收入更多
，so that I can earn more money，
所以我明年一定要跟你一样
，and so that next year I can be just like you。
所以大家就向钱、金钱的钱看齐呀
，and then so everybody starts to look at the at the money。
大家所看重是物质的，享受物质的丰盛
，and then what everybody is looking at is just the enjoyment of physical things。
就没有人在看重属灵的品格
，and so nobody is looking at the spiritual virtues。
大家都忙于物质的追求
，everybody is busy pursuing the physical。
所以哪有时间去管弟兄姐妹的需要啊
？And so how will they have the time to look after the needs of brothers and sisters？
没有时间去关心那些贫穷的人。
How will they have the time to take care of the poor？
没有时间去关心那些信仰需要帮助的人。
They don't have the time to take care of those who are weak in their faith。
因为大家都向钱、金钱看齐啊。
Because everybody is only looking at the money。
以这个物质的丰盛啊来做夸口。
And then using material things as what they like to boast about。
所以就导致啊大家。爱情就那渐渐冷淡了。
And then this will also cause all the love to slowly fade away.
啊，不是不想要，是没时间了。
It's not that they don't want it. It's just that they don't have the time for it.
因为大家为了生活啊，都很忙碌的。
Because everybody is very busy just trying to survive.
没有时间关心教会的事情。
And they don't have the time to worry about the things of church.
没有时间来满足弟兄姐妹的需要啊。
And they don't have the time to fulfill the needs of brothers and sisters.
啊，他们可能需要帮忙。
And perhaps they need help.
他们可能好久都没来教会的。
Perhaps they haven't been to church in a long time.
哎，没有办法去关心他们。
And we don't have the ability to take care of them.
没有办法去访问他们。
Don't have the ability to go visit them.
啊，导致了大家就冷淡下来呀。
And then because of this, everybody's love will cool down.
那久而久之会变成习惯。
And then after a while, this will become a habit.
热心也会习惯。
And then fervency is also a habit.
大家冷淡也会习惯。
But also, being cold in our faith is also a habit.
所以一间教会。好的气质、好的品格、好的习惯、好的文化，要培养是很不简单的。
And so for a church, to continue in its good habits, to have this faith and fervency, it is not easy.
大家要疏散、要松散比较容易。
It's much easier for everybody to just disperse.
但是大家同心同德。
But for everybody to be unified.
大家要像肢体一样互相照顾。
And to be as one body taking care of each other.
大家能够牺牲自己。
And to sacrifice each ourselves.
能够满足别人信仰上的需求，别人灵性的软弱。
And so that we can fulfill the weaknesses of other people in their faith.
那这个就不简单了。
This is not easy.
这个需要大家付出很多的劳力。
And this requires much effort from everyone.
付出很多的祷告。
And it requires much prayer.
所以当时因为向前看起啊，以物质的条件做夸口。
And so at that time, because they were looking at the material things and they boasted about their material things,
所以爱情啊就慢慢冷淡。
And so their love slowly started to grow cold.
那第三个
and the third point
啊，就是以自我为中心呢、啊、
，which is to be very egotistical.
我们今天有一句话说 privacy。
And so today we like to talk about our privacy.
Privacy 是很好啊，因为有个围墙围起来哈、哦，那就是我的家。
And so privacy is very good. We are able to put a wall around ourselves and maintain this house.
啊，你不要来打扰我，这是我的家，有个范围啊。
And don't bother me. There is a boundary.
人跟人之间呢、啊，就筑了一道啊看不见的墙。
And between us, there is only this invisible wall.
所以也不喜欢访客。
And so we don't want visitors.
每个人都 privacy 啊。
Everybody wants their own privacy.
啊，有时候传道访问可能也是 privacy， 不用来了。
And then when the pastor wants to go visit, sometimes we say, "Well, no, I need my privacy."
啊，我们有个家庭时间 privacy。
And we have a family time. We need privacy.
不要打扰我们。
Please do not disturb us.
啊，你是你，我是我。
You are you, I am I.
大家都不管。
And nobody takes care of one another.
那这个结局是什么
？And what is the end result?
我们看启示。
We look at the book of Revelation.
启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章十四节。
Revelation chapter 2 verse 14.
启示录第二章十四节。
Revelation 2:14.
然而有几件事啊，我要责备你，因为你在那里有人服从了巴兰的教训，这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人的面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。
Verse 14, but I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak, to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality.
好，再看二十节。
And we look at verse 20.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行淫吃祭偶像之物。
Verse 20.Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things offered to idols.
那当然我们知道这些事情都是不对的。
And so we know that these things are wrong.
是非常不对的。
These are extremely wrong.
你看吃祭偶像之物啊。
To eat things that have been sacrificed to idols.
怎么去吃啊？一定要先祭拜，先拜偶像啊。
And then how have these beings being eaten? They have been sacrificed to idols first.
说第一个就不对，你拜偶像啊。
And then, so the first thing that's wrong is that you have already offered and worshipped this idol.
我们说拜独一的神啊。
And we say that we worship the one true God.
你说拜偶像对吗？当然大家都知道不对。
Is it right to worship an idol? Of course, we know that it is wrong.
行奸淫的事，大家也是知道是不对的。
And to commit sexual immorality, we all know this is wrong as well.
但是它为什么会发生在早期使徒教会的身上？
But why was it happening in the early apostolic church?
难道没有人讲这些人吗
？Is it that nobody said anything？
一定有的啦。
Of course there were。
但是因为当时可能是个人主义啊，非常的发达。
But at that time, perhaps because this idea of self was very important。
啊，我是我啊，你不用管我的事情。
And I am myself. You do not need to worry about my business。
我做是我自己负担呐。
And whatever I will do, I will bear my own consequences。
所以就变成啊，这个因为。自我中心做事要就变成说管不得。
And so because of this idea of self, this ego, then
我去吃自由啊，去吃祭偶像的物了。
And then it's none of your business. I will go and eat things that have been sacrificed to idols.
我去行奸淫。
I will go and commit sexual immorality.
是我个人的事。
It is my own personal business.
管不得。
And it is not something that you should be worried about.
所以在当时教会呢就是这样子的。
And so at the time, this is what the church was like.
大家都知道是不对的。
Everybody knew this was wrong.
有人去做了。
But some people went and did this.
但是不能说他。
But nobody can talk about it.
你说他的话，他会可能会 顶嘴啊。
If you talk about it, they will talk back to you.
你不用管管那么多干什么？这是我的事情呢。
What are you why are you worrying about my business?
这是我的 privacy.
This is my own private business.
管不得。
Mind your own business.
那管不得的话，后来就变得很严重啊。
And then if we can't worry about this, then the problem becomes more serious.
连这个洞啊，会变成啊越来越大。
Because this hole will gradually grow larger and larger.
这是一个毒啊。
This is a poison.
这个瘤不处理的话，会变得越来越大。
And if you do not take care of this tumor, it will grow.
可是问题还是那些人还是不能说的。
But the problem is, you cannot talk about it.
不能，他们不听啊。
If you talk about it, they will not listen to you.
所以爱情就慢慢冷淡了。
And so the love slowly grows cold.
因为大家说好，那我就不说了。
Because everybody will just say, well, then I won't talk about it anymore.
做什么事我都不说了。
Whatever you do, I will not say anything.
所以整个教会就变成魔鬼的住处了。
And then the whole church becomes the living place of Satan.
当然，爱情就慢慢冷淡了。
And then the love will grow cold.
就是因为自我中心。
It is because of this self-importance.
那第四个呢？
And the fourth.
就是大家都很忙啊。
And so everybody is very busy.
我们看路加福音。
Look at the book of
马太福音。对不起，马太福音。
Sorry, the book of Matthew.
马太福音十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
十三章哈，二十二节。
Chapter 13, verse 22.
马太福音十三章二十二节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 22.
撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能够结实。
Verse 22. Now he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word.And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful.
啊，根据主耶稣在解释这个撒种的比喻。
And so this is where Jesus is explaining the parable of the sower.
那前面两种啊，是有的是不听啊，根本就是不听啊；有的人是暂时听，但以后了他也不听了。
And then so the first two types of seed, one of them doesn't listen at all; the other one listens for a bit and then stops listening.
那就是说前面这两种啊。就是撒在石头地的。
And so these first two, they are ones that were scattered on the wayside.
那这些人呢，就没有机会信耶稣了。
And so these people do not have the opportunity to believe in Christ.
但是呢，撒在荆棘里的。
But those that are spread in the thorns.
就人听了道，他们有听啊。
And so they hear the word.
他们可能也有信耶稣啊。
They may believe in Christ.
他们也。接受洗礼的
，They may have even received baptism.
但是后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，就不能够结出果子来。
But then it is the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches that choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful.
所以这些信耶稣的人，他们是明白主耶稣的道理啊。
And so these they hear and they understand the word of God.
因为他们要听啊，听什么呢？听就是包括爱人的道理啊。
And so they hear and they hear what? They hear about the gospel of loving one another.
但是因为哈。思虑啊，钱财迷惑，太忙了。
But because of the cares of the world and the riches, they are too busy.
不是不想做。
They do not. It is not that they do not want to do it.
没时间呢。
They do not have the time.
小孩子。
And perhaps even with children.
还小。
Their children are still young.
真的对他们来讲是一个很大的挑战呢。
And for them, it is truly a great challenge.
很忙。
And they are very busy.
就不能够结出果子来呀。
And then they are unfruitful.
我以前回台湾的时候
，And before when I used to go back to Taiwan，
啊，到了以前叫做大林教会上去参加聚会
，And I would go have service at 大林 Church。
那他们有排接待
，And they had people there to receive us。
那我不知道他们为什么排一个姐妹接待
，And so I don't know why they sent a sister to help show hospitality。
那个姐妹啊说很可怜，怎么会排她接待？我想不通呢。
And then so the sister, I thought it was very sad. How come they would send her?
前面背着一个孩子
，In the front she was carrying a child。
后面再背着一个孩子
，And then on her back she was also carrying a child。
她牵一个孩子
，And then she was also holding another child。
三个孩子
，She was there with three children。
她在做接待工作
，And she was there to show hospitality to us。
请问要在这里的话，我们会排这种人做接待工作吗
？And so I ask you here, would we assign such a person to do this job.
但是呢，当地教会仍然派他做接待工作。
But at that church, they sent her to do this work.
难道那个负责人不知道吗？他有三个孩子啊。
Is it that the council members do not know that she has three children?
那个姐妹她也没有拒绝啊。
And this sister, she did not reject it either.
她也没有说，哎呀，你看我两个，你看其他的两个孩子都搞不定了，都还要我三个。
And then she said, well, look, there's people who have two children they can't take care of. I have three.
所以你说忙。
And so you say busy.
大家会比她忙吗？
Is there somebody who's busier than her?
我到非洲的时候。
And I went to Africa.
那非洲当然很少看到弟兄在聚会，都是姐妹。
And so in service, it's very rare to see brothers in Africa. We mostly see sisters.
因为弟兄都到城市里面去赚钱。
Because all the brothers have gone into the city to earn money.
所以留下那些姐妹们。
And so it is only the sisters that are there.
姐妹都是要生孩子的。
And they are there, and they are there to bear children.
要带孩子。
And to raise the children.
那他们带孩子去聚会啊。
And so they bring their children to service.
孩子怎么办？
And what do they do with their children?
他们就准备一个好像我们这边就是shower towel 就是浴巾呢、啊、
，and so they will bring a bath towel，
就铺在地上
，and they'll put it on the floor。
孩子就在那里睡觉啊
，and then the child will just sleep there on the floor。
所以我们在聚会的时候，我们会堂中就躺着孩子的。
And then so in service there are children lying all over the floor。
但是好像感谢主啊，每个人都很乖，没有人在哭啊。
But it's very strange because all the children, no one is crying。
所以你说忙。
And so you say, we are busy。
啊，其实是也是可以克服的啦。
And being busy, it is still something that can be overcome。
以前有对年轻的信徒啊，夫妻啊，他们有小孩子。
So there was this young family.
那这个夫妻啊，都不能够很专心的聚会了。
And the father, it was always very difficult for him to concentrate during sermons.
因为带进来的会堂啊，就哭。
Because once he brings the child into the chapel, then the child will cry.
所以他们都经常到外面呢。
And so they would often be outside.
好像在外面好像带孩子走来走去的。
And then bring the children outside to walk around.
后来他的妈妈，他的妈妈来看他。
And then one day his mother came to see him.
妈妈是老信徒啊。
And the mother is an old believer.
很有信心，也很有爱心。
And this mother had a lot of faith as well as a lot of love.
他说：“哎呀，这样不行啊，把孩子交给我。”
And then so she said, "Well, this can't be." So she said, "Here, why don't I take care of the child?"
这个妈妈就祷告啊。
And so this mother just prayed.
说主啊主啊，你让我这个孩子要乖呀，不要哭啊。
And so this mother said, well, please let this child not cry.
结果这个祷告完以后。
And then after this prayer.
那个孩子不哭就来，跟大家一起进来聚会的。
And then this child would just come into the service and it would not cry.
因此主啊，我们有心的话是可以被解决的。
And so whatever things we have, they can be solved.
说这里说啊。被世上的私欲、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能够结出果实。
So here it says, the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful.
所以我们不要让忙啊作为我们一个借口。
And so let us not use how busy we are as an excuse.
啊，其实大家都很愿意做啊。
And everybody is very willing.
我们就说主啊，我愿意做啊，你帮助我。
If we tell the Lord Jesus Christ, I am willing, please help me.
那这样神会帮助我们的。
And the Lord Jesus Christ will help us.
好，那我们再来。看回来，彼得后书啊，彼得前书第四章。
We look back again at 1 Peter chapter 4.
第四章。
First Peter chapter
4. 第八节。
Verse 8.
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱。
And above all things, have fervent love for one another.
所以在这末世的时候。
And so in these end times.
因为人的爱情啊，就渐渐冷淡。
Because the love of man is slowly growing cold.
那可能我们自己本身也受影响，我们都还不知道啊。
And perhaps we also are being influenced, yet we do not know.
因为也会变成习惯了，习惯以后就不知不觉，这也不知道说我们的爱情已经慢慢冷淡了。
Because it will be a habit, and we will not, it will slowly grow cold, and we will not notice that it has grown cold.
所以才说最要紧的就是切实相爱。
And so he says, above all things, have fervent love.
那我就把这些各种不同英文版本的不同解释啊，把它列出来。
And so I've listed all the different English versions.
那大概有三个不同的意义。
And so there's about three different meanings.
那第一个就是告诉我们说要火热啊，要爱弟兄姐妹，要火热。
And the first one is that we must have a burning love for our brethren.
当爱人的事情呢，不能够勉强啊。
And of course, love cannot be forced.
有一个教会的负责人他们在开会啊。
And there was a church council that was having a meeting.
他们开会说哈，要安排哈这个某某负责人哈，哪个星期去陪慕道者聊天，哪个星期要陪啊，哪个星期要陪哪个负责人去陪哪个慕道者聊天。
And so they were trying to arrange a schedule, saying, which council member will go visit, who when.
就是要关心他啊，关心慕道者的。
Try to take care of, our friends who are seeking after the truth.
要受安排。
And it was scheduled.
那这个就很奇怪啊。
And so this is actually very strange.
好像两个情缘男女，你说大家都没有意思，你说啊，你们两个人凑在一起啊，你们两个人可以结婚，哎，他们没有意思啊。
And it is like you take a boy and a girl who have no feelings towards one another, and you say, okay, well, you guys can go and get married now.
没来电啊。
And there is no chemistry.
那他们要是有来电的话。
But if they have this chemistry.
不用你说，他们自然就会了。
If you don't say anything, then they will come together on their own.
他们想办法去约会了。
And they will try to find their own way to go out on a date.
想办法互相了解对方啊。
They'll try to find their own way to understand and get to know one another better.
说这个爱的事情啊，是不能够勉强的。
And so this type of love, it cannot be forced.
是要发出内心。
It must come from the inner heart.
说甚至要火热，要火热。
And so it must have this this burning passion.
这个火热从内心来的。
And this burning, it comes from within the heart.
也就从神的圣灵的能力来。
And it comesfrom inside the strength of man.
啊，昨天晚上我们查考过了。
And yesterday we studied this.
我们圣灵要像这个江河从我们的腹中流出来。
And that the Holy Spirit should be like a flowing water out of a river.
那圣灵要把神的爱呀，借着圣灵来浇灌在我们的身上。
And the Holy Spirit should pour the love of Christ onto us.
所以有神的灵。
And so through the love of the Spirit of God,
自然会涌出爱心来呀。
And then there will be love that comes out of us.
这个就是一种能力。
And this is a type of power.
这种能力要变成一种见证。
And this type of power will become a testimony.
所以我们教会怎么去吸引别人？
And so how is it that our church can come to attract others?
就是每一个人被圣灵充满。
It is if everybody is filled with the Holy Spirit.
能够激发相爱的心呢。
And to show this, to live with this heart of love.
啊，主动感觉到耶稣很爱他。
And to truly feel the love of Jesus Christ.
啊，其他弟兄姐妹都很爱他。
And that to feel the love of all the other brothers and sisters.
要到来学习呀。
And then what they learn.
学习基督的爱。
They learn about the love of Christ.
学习弟兄姐妹的爱。
They learn about the love of brothers and sisters.
那里边就涌出来啊，他自然的就知道怎么去爱人了。
And then from inside will be a spring that they will know how to love others.
我们请看撒加利亚书。
We look at the book of Zechariah.
第一章十四节。
Chapter 1.
旧约圣经啊，马拉基书啊的前边，撒加利亚书。
In the book before Malachi, Zechariah chapter 1.
第一章
Chapter 1
十四节
Verse 14
与我说话的天使对我说啊，您要宣告说啊，万军之主如此说，我为耶路撒冷为锡安心里极其火热。
Verse 14 So the angel who spoke with me said to me, proclaim, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with great zeal.
所以神在爱我们也是很火热的。
And so when the Lord loves us, it is also full of zeal and burning.
就心里面有一把火啊。
And it is as if there is a fire burning in our hearts.
啊，有个弟兄啊，他很爱说话。
And there is a brother who loves to speak.
啊，他说我不说话好像会死一样。
And he says when I don't talk, it's like I'm going to die.
因为他很喜欢说话。
Because he likes to talk a lot.
就好像里面有一把火啊，在让他不说不行。
It is like a fire burning inside of him. If he doesn't talk, then it will not be quenched.
那把这个就转换成了相爱的心呢。
And then so this is also like this heart of love.
啊，就是要爱去爱别人呢。
Now we must want to go and love one another.
啊，就是欠债一样。
And it is like we are, we owe this debt.
说欠债必须要还债，要赶快还清楚才会轻松啊。
So if we have this debt, we must repay this debt so that we can relax.
说我们借着神啊，第一个要有火热的心。
And then so the first thing is we must have this burning and this zeal.
从内心自己出发，不用别人说了。
And that comes from the inner heart itself. It does not need to be encouraged by anyone else.
那第二个意义哈。
The second meaning.
就是爱弟兄姐妹爱得更深、更广、更远。
It is to love others.More deeply, more
更广 wide,
more widely,
further, 更远
even further.
好像主耶稣爱我们呢，是长阔高深呢。
And like Jesus loves us, it is the depth of His love is unfathomable.
啊，请看马太福音。
We look at the book of Matthew.
马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 22 verse 37。
三十七节，马太福音二十二章三十七节。
Matthew 22 verse 37。
耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。”
Verse 37, Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind."
啊，那这句我们是经常在说的。
And so this is something that is said often.
我们也明白它的意义是什么。
And this is something that we understand.
好，再看三十九节。
39.
其次也相仿，就是爱人如己。
And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
好，阿斯达克就是。像什么？像以前啊，像三十七节说，爱主呢，就是要尽心尽意啊，尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
And it is a saying that you must also love your neighbor like you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind.
所以我们爱人也是要像爱我们的主耶稣一样啊，要尽心尽性尽意。
And so we love others, we must love them like we love our Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind.
啊，但是爱人，你要爱到什么程度啊？
So what to what degree do you love somebody?
有人认为啊，我只要买一个礼物卡啊，每个卡片送给他，就是表示我的爱心呢。
And so some people will say, well, I'll just buy a card, and that'll be my love to them.
啊，签一个名字啊，叶文泉。
And then I'll just sign it.
啊，说 from 叶文泉。
And then I'll sign it from 叶文泉。
啊，那寄给他。
And then I'll mail it to him.
哎，那他说的，哎，这个是叶文泉寄的。
And then they'll say, hey, this came from Mr. Ye.
啊，我就觉得我很。爱他已经不错了，对不对
？And then so I think, well, I love them already. I've done pretty well.
但第二种人呢
？But the second person,
除了前面说叶文泉以后
，after signing his name on the card,
里面还写一些字啊。
Then he'll also write some words on the card.
啊，你好吗
？How are you doing?
我们都很想念你呀、啊。
We all miss you.
啊，要注意你的身体哟、哦。
And take care.
啊，晚上要睡好觉。
Sleep well.
啊，吃东西啊，要。吃健康一点
and then,
多运动
try to eat a little healthier, try to go and exercise a little more,
啊，常常喜乐
and be happy always,
啊，还有有空的话来我们家玩
and then if you have time, come visit us.
哇，这个人收到就很感动啊
and so when this person receives this card,
里面还有字耶
when this person receives this card, they're very touched. Hey, they actually wrote something.
啊，这个是那个人说，哎，我就向他表达我的爱呀
and then so the second person will say, well, this is how I show my love.
啊，那第三种
the third person.
不但是写这个卡片呢、啊。
Not only does he write this card.
哇，他很喜欢吃巧克力糖。
This person, they know that this person likes to eat chocolate.
我就去买一盒巧克力，顺便跟这张卡片送给他。
And so they buy a box of chocolates to send with this card.
然后表示我对他的爱。
And to show them my love.
所以他是这样子认为啊。
And so this is what they believe.
那你看这个相差很多哦。
And so you see there are different levels.
那第一种人他就觉得哦，送张卡片就够了。
And the first person thinks that, well, I just gave a card, that is enough.
啊，第二种人再进一步。
The second person, they go one step further.
第三种人再想一想，说他喜欢什么。
And then the third person goes even further and thinks about what they like.
啊，他喜欢吃顶山那么凤爪的话，就买一盒凤爪送给他。
And if they like to eat phoenix claws, then I will buy a box of phoenix claws.
对不对
？And so this is what isn't this true?
说每一个人认知都不一样。
And so everybody has their own way of thinking.
啊，请看约翰福音。
Look at the Gospel of John.
约翰福音。
Gospel of John.
十三章。
John chapter 13,
三十四节。
Verse 34.
约翰福音十三章三十四节。
John 13, 34.
我赐给你们一条新的命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们要怎样相爱。
34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
所以这个爱心就是要我们学习的。
And so this love must be learned.
你看，主耶稣爱我们。
So the Lord Jesus, He loves us.
那我们只要是感觉到主耶稣怎么爱我们。
And if we can feel how much He loves us,
我们就去爱其他的人啊。
Then we will go and love others.
所以我们可以从主耶稣那边学。
And so we can learn from the Lord Jesus Christ.
您只要是觉得主耶稣啊说说哈，他对我在说说，那好，那我对其他人说说。
And if we think that Jesus Christ only treats us so-so, then we will also treat others so-so.
那就是你看哦，其他的人哇对我那么认真啊。
And then if you see that other people treat me so well,
经常打电话来。
And that they often call.
啊，有时候都到我家来看我。
Sometimes they'll come visit me.
我忙的时候，他帮我洗碗呐。
And then when I'm extremely busy, they'll wash dishes for me.
哇，那我一定要到其他弟兄姐妹家的时候，一样尽量帮助他。
And then when I go to other brothers and sisters' houses, I must also help them as much as possible.
啊，以前我被放派到芝加哥教会的时候。
And before I was in a Chicago church.
那我就开车啊，开自己车子上到先到。 还没奉派以前，我先到开自己的车子，先去芝加哥教会啊，访问还拜会啊当地的传道。
And then, I would before then I was driving. I would drive to Chicago to visit a pastor.
啊，顺便载一些比较重的东西啊，载一些书啊去的。
And then bring some, I would bring some more heavy things, some books over.
好，车子呢跑到快接近芝加哥教会还有一个小时的车程的时候。
And then so my car about an hour away from Chicago Church.
啊，车子抛锚了。
And then my car broke down.
啊，打电话给负责人呢。
And so I called the council members.
啊，负责人就安排一位弟兄啊来接我。
And so the council member sent a brother to come and pick me up.
啊，不但他这个弟兄来呀，他太太也来。
And so this brother didn't come alone. His wife also came with him.
他太太那时候怀孕啊，是大概九个月的。
And his wife was probably about already 9 months pregnant.
啊，换句话说啊，在一个月就要生产了。
In other words, she was about to give birth.
你知道芝加哥路哈，这个很不好。
And Chicago roads are not very good.
因为他们啊，经常下雪嘛，冬天下雪。
And because there is a lot of snow in the winter.
下雪就撒盐。
And because of the snow, then they will put salt on the roads.
因为撒盐就是啊，促成那个雪啊，就很快就融化。
And they put salt on the road so that the ice will melt quicker.
可是那个盐啊，会破坏路面的。
But the salt also damages the roads.
所以那个马路是一坑一个坑一个坑。
And so there will be a lot of potholes on the road.
我就说哎啊。你载你太太来哦，不啊。
And then I said, "How could you bring your wife?"
那万一这个路上这个 baby 掉下来怎么办呢
？What are you gonna do if this baby just falls out on the road?
被震出来的。
That it got shaken up by the potholes and it just fell out.
可是他跟我讲一句话。
But he told me this one thing.
他说，因为那时候我们去那加州访问的时候。
And he said that when they went to go visit California,
加州教会的弟兄姐妹不认识我们。
There were these members who did not know us at all.
那只是因为我们是信徒啊。
But it was just because we were members of the church.
那一户弟兄，那一户信徒就接待我们。
That there was this member who took us into their house.
我们很感激啊。
And we were extremely thankful.
所以我们也要以这样子来对待其他的人。
And so we also want to use this mentality to treat others.
所以他是从其他弟兄姐妹来学习怎么来。爱心啊，怎么来行出爱心
？And so from other brothers and sisters, he learned how to show love.
所以要爱人多深
？And so we need to. How deeply can we love man?
凭你自己的感觉的。
And use your own measuring.
那主耶稣呢
？And the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣当时啊去访问彼得的岳母。
When the Lord Jesus Christ went to visit the mother-in-law of Peter.
我们看四福音的记载哈。
And we look in the four Gospels.
说他摸主耶稣岳母的手。
That he touched her hand.
哎，这个摸的话，这个被摸的感觉很好啊！你这样就让彼得的岳母啊，觉得很温馨呐、啊，有人在关心他。
So just touching somebody's hand, this is gives a very warm feeling that somebody is caring for her.
好像一个病人啊，躺在医院，躺在病床上。
It is like somebody who is sick, lying in a hospital bed.
啊，医院呢、啊，这个医院的医生啊，去探访他。
And then when the people in the hospital go to visit them,
啊，去巡视啊，这个有叫医生要巡视啊。
And the doctors need to go on a rotation.
啊，医生就要摸着病人的手。
And the doctors may hold their hand.
就让病人觉得很温馨呢、啊。
And so that the they can feel this warmth.
啊，不但是摸彼得岳母的手
，Not only did he touch her hand,
还扶她起来的。
And he lifted her up.
因为病人。比较软弱啊
，and because those who are sick are often weaker，
所以扶她起来
，and so he helped her up，
那还斥责热病
，and then he healed her illness，
啊，斥责啊，就是 rebuke，
he rebuked this illness，
热病啊，发高烧啊
，and he rebuked this fever，
啊，所以主耶稣他爱人是很宽广的
，and so the love of Christ is very broad，
那我们再请看马太福音
，we look at Book of Matthew，
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
四十一。
41.
有人强逼你走一里路，你就同他走两里路。
41. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too.
说第一里路啊，是别人要求的。
So this first mile, it is one that somebody else has asked you to go with them.
那第二里路呢是自己愿意走的。
But the second mile, it is out of your own willingness.
所以就是要自己愿意啊。
And so we must be willing.
啊，不但是满足其他的人的要求，你看这个人要求他走一里路啊。
And not to just fulfill the wants of others. This person only wants to go 1 mile with him.
他还把事情做得更好，走两里路。
But he did even better. He went 2 miles.
那超过对方所要求的。
He went beyond what the other person asked.
啊，让对方觉得哎很满意。
And so that the other person can be very very satisfied.
啊，我常说一个故事啊。
And I often tell a story.
这个年轻人修理脚踏车的故事。
That is about a person who fixes bicycles.
啊，修理脚踏车就脚踏车坏了，把它修理好啊，这个事情就结束了。
And so fixing a bicycle, he just fixed the bicycle and it's done.
但是年轻人呢，还把它擦得很干净。
But this person, he can also polish the bicycle.
没有人要求他这样做啊。
Nobody asked him to do this.
老板只是说，您把脚踏车修理好了就够了。
And the boss only told him that he had to fix the bicycle.
但是年轻人多走一里路，让客人非常满意。
But he went ahead and did this extra step, and the customer was extremely happy.
他就陪客人再走一里路啊。
And so he is going the extra mile with the customer.
啊，第一里路是他的本分。
And the first mile, it is his obligation.
第二里路他是自己愿意的。
The second mile is his own willingness.
这是主耶稣的教导。
And this is the teachings of Jesus Christ.
那么我们第三层的意义说，确实相爱第三层的意义。
And so, the third meaning.
啊，就是要持续不断的关心呐，持续不断不能够间断。
Which is an unceasing care for another person.
那到最后会变成一种好习惯。
And then this will also become a good habit.
那当养成好习惯以后，你就不觉得很辛苦啊。
And then after it becomes a habit, then it is no longer difficult.
你看，有的人有写日记的习惯。
And we know that some people they have a habit of.Writing a daily journal.
啊，以前我曾经写这个日记呀。
And I used to take a journal myself.
写不到一个星期。
And then after less than a week.
啊，就没再继续呀。
Then I stopped.
因为很辛苦啊。
Because it's very difficult.
你要时间呐。
It takes time.
你要想要写什么呢？
You have to think. What are you going to write?
那时候不容易啊。
So it's not easy.
啊，没有养成好习惯呢。
And then if you don't have this habit.
但是养成习惯以后，你就不觉得辛苦了，你就习惯。
But if you have this habit, then it is no longer difficult.
我们吃饭拿筷子。
And using chopsticks when we eat.
啊，对一些人呢是很困难，对美国人是很困难的。
To some people, it is very difficult.
可是对我们来讲，对中国人很简单，对拿筷子，对，连那个一粒小小饭哈，一粒我们都可以把它捡起来呀。
But then to some others, it is very easy, and they can pick up even a single grain of rice.
因为我们习惯了。
Because we are used to it.
所以习惯以后就不觉得很辛苦了。
And so once we are used to it, then it is no longer that painful.
我们。行出爱心也是要让它变成习惯。
And then to show our love, it is also something that we need to make into a habit.
那要一个团队，大家一起来关心呢。
And so everybody must come together, to care for one another.
好像四个人抬着一个瘫子的故事。
It is like when the four people lifted, this paralyzed man.
四个人一起抬。
These four people lifted him together.
啊，以前我去看过一位老弟兄啊。
And once I went to go visit an elderly brother.
啊，他只有一个人啊，没有其他的家人。
And he was by himself. He had no other family.
哎，大概有一阵子啊，大概一个多月，他没来教会了。
And there was a period of time for a month he did not come to church.
然后我再去看他。
And then so I went to go visit him.
我说你要来呀。
And I said you need to come to church.
他说他不来呀。
He says I don't want to come anymore.
我说你为什么不来？
I said how come you're not coming?
他说都没有人来关心我。
He says nobody came to care for me.
我说哎，我不是经常来看你吗？怎么没有人呢、啊？
And then I said well didn't I come often to see you? How come you say no one came?
他说只有你一个不够啊。
And he said only you by yourself it is not enough.
他说只有我一个不够啊。
He said one person is not enough.
他传道来看你还不够。
He said it's not enough for the pastor to come visit me.
他说不够啊，还要弟兄姐妹来看我啊。
He said it's not enough. I also need the brothers and sisters to come visit.
啊，后来我就告诉负责人。
And so I told the council members.
负责人也去看他。
And so the council members also went to go visit.
他就高兴了。
And then so he was happier.
那高兴就来聚会了。
And so he started coming back to church.
所以我们要一个团队精神。
And so we must have this group mentality.
要大家一起的关心。
And so that everyone can come together to care for one another.
那付出爱心呢是很劳苦的。
And so to sacrifice love, it is something very difficult.
我们请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第三节。
When we look at the book of 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第三节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3.
第一章第三节。
Chapter 1 verse
3. 前书第一章第三节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3.
在神我们的父面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫因爱心所受的劳苦因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐
Verse 3 Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father
好你看信心要做功夫、啊、
And so faith it takes work
就是要有一些 步骤，你要行动啊。
It takes action.
比如说，我们现在聚会也是在建立信心。
For example, coming to sermons, this is to build our faith.
那因爱心所受的劳苦。
And then it says labor of love.
所以爱心必须要付出劳苦。
And so love it requires this labor.
那劳苦就好像在挑重担一样的。
And so this labor it is as if we're carrying a heavy burden.
那挑重担就必须要忍耐。
And then carrying a heavy burden, it needs endurance.
哎呀，不行啊！我这个脚都走不动，然后这个担子就放下了，不管了。
If we're walking and we say, "Well, my feet hurt and I can't carry this burden anymore," and we put it down.
啊，有的人很多人，然后一直跳到终点。
But some people will carry all the way and they will carry it to their goal.
所以马太福音我们刚说的马太福音24:12，主就说哈，在末日的时候，不法的事情增多，人的爱心渐渐冷淡。刚刚马太福音24:12所记载的。
And so earlier in Matthew chapter 24,
不法的事情增多。
It says that the things that are the unlawful things will increase.
人的爱心就渐渐冷淡。
And the love of man will slowly start to decrease.
那13就继续说啊。
And then in verse 13, it continues to say,
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
And but he who endures to the end shall be saved.
所以要恢复爱心的话。
And so if we want to build this faith,
要忍耐啊。
We must endure.
有些是很辛苦的事情啊。
Because it's something very difficult.
你要去满足别人的其他人的需求啊。
Because you must go and fulfill the needs of others.
他要求你做这个，要求你做那个。
If they ask you to do something or this or that.
好像啊，他把你踩在头上。
It is like they are stepping on your head.
因为他当你的主人啊。
Because it is as if they are your master.
那主耶稣在世上服侍其他的人也是一样。
And when Jesus Christ was serving on this world,
他是服侍别人的。
He served other people.
那服侍谁呢？服侍主人。
Who did he serve? You serve your master.
所以每一个人都是他的主人呐。
So everyone was his master.
就是好像把主耶稣踩在头上一样。
It is like everybody is stepping on him.
很辛苦啊。
It is very difficult.
但是我们就是要学习主耶稣榜样啊。
But we must learn from his example.
要忍耐。
We must endure.
忍到底的必然得救。
He who endures to the end will be saved.
啊，虽然是很辛苦啊，不舒服啊。
Even though it is difficult and we do not find it comfortable.
但是我们要互相服侍。
But we must serve one another.
因为爱的话啊，确实相爱有很多的好处啊。
And because if we love one another, then there are many benefits.
所以我们刚所读过的彼得前书4:8的最后一句话。
And so what it says in the last part of 1 Peter chapter 4 verse
8. 爱能够遮盖许多的罪。
It says love covers a multitude of sins.
因为怜悯的心啊，向审判夸胜。
And because the merciful heart triumphs over judgment.
所以爱是审判最后的标准啊。
And so love it is the last part of judgment.
我们最后请看哥林多前书。
And lastly let us look at 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书13。
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
是三章的第一节
，Chapter 13, verse 1.
第一节
，verse 1.
我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了名的锣响的拔一般了。第二节
，verse 2.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘啊，各样知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。第三节
，verse 3.
我若将所有的舍弃穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，能是与我无益的。
Verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. Verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but I have not love, it profits me nothing.
所以爱本身就是一个 foundation， 一个基础。
And so love, it is a foundation.
那没有爱的话，那一切都勉强，这个基础就建立不好。
And so without love, then you can build nothing on this bad foundation.
那就在上边建造的话，你看到有讲道之能啊。
And no matter what you build on it, if you are able to speak,
哦，明白圣经啊，讲得很好啊。
If you understand the Bible and you are able to
speak, 口才很好
，you are very eloquent.
哦，又能够感动人
，and you are very touching.
可是没有爱心的话
，But without love，
上面的建造都是空的了。
Everything else is empty，
因为它没有 foundation， 它没有一个基础。
Because there is no foundation，
没有根基，所以上面都是假的。
If there's nothing, no foundation, then everything built upon it is all fake。
所以彼得他才说，我们爱人不能够虚假。
And so Peter says that in our love we cannot be false，
一定要实实在在。
And we must be very true，
啊，确实的去爱别人。
And very truly love one another。
我们就能够在审判的时候向审判夸胜
and then we can overcome the judgment
我们虽然不会讲道
even though we cannot speak sermons,
没关系
it is okay.
我们就去爱别人，去关心别人。
And then we just care for one another.
对，比较少来弟兄姐妹打个电话去关心他。
And we go and call brothers and sisters who come less often.
其实很多事情我们只是一个小小的行动就可以了。
And sometimes it is just a small action and it is enough.
拿着电话来打给他。
And we pick up the phone and we give them a call.
不用出去晒太阳啊。
We do not need to go outside and under the hot sun.
Email 给他，坐在冷气房里面，坐在家里面很舒服啊，就 email 给他，打个电话给他。
And we just send an email to them in our house.
我们就关心别人。
We care for one another.
我们就实际付出行动。
And then we have to do these actions.
这样整个教会啊，就是一个蒙福的教会。
And so the church can be blessed.
啊，充满爱心的教会。
And so it can be filled with love.
哎，会让人羡慕。
And so it can be envied by others.
说很多人都喜欢来太平洋教会的。
And so many people would like to come to Pacifica Church.
因为我们这里有爱心啊。
Because there's love.
你要说什么，我们就能够成就你啊。
And then whatever you say, we can help you.
我们都能够帮你忙啊。
We will help you out.
我们是奉主的圣名啊，在做事情啊。
And we do things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，做事就是坐在一个小子身上，就是坐在主耶稣身上。
And if we do something to a small child, then we are doing it on the body of Jesus Christ.
愿神祝福大家。
And may God bless everyone.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
126首。
126。
恩宗主领兄弟主内彼此团情引领相同引爱相信三家年为民